to another exciting episode of Video Game Bang. Video Game Bang. Your weekly source for all things video game. Featuring your fearless hosts, Corey Vincent.
I'm pretty much Microsoft and Marvel. The cans are on. It's when the ish gets real.
Shot during the day?
And Aaron Carter.
Buy the armor, I equip it, and it's like Pink Thong. The guy that delivers vending machine items in my job. He could play the Rhino.
Fill up your Mountain Dew and grab your Doritos. It's time for Video Game Bang.
The thirst is absolutely real, everybody. I am Sir Aaron Carter, and you are listening to The Weekend Bang. Grown and Sexy Edition. That's right. Grown and Sexy Edition. Powered by NRG. Brought to you by Oblivion Comics and Coffee. Come for the coffee, stay for the comics. Mainframe USA Apparel. It's in our hearts, on our heads, and in them draws. That's where we're at right now. On today's show, everybody, we have a great guest. All the way from Tennessee, everybody. Corey Vincent, how you doing?
Tennessee.
You're not nearly
Tennessee.
You're nearly not black enough to sing that song.
I can't even reference it though.
Yeah, not even reference it.
Wow, that's kind of offensive.
What's the name of that group again?
That's
exactly why you are not.
Wait, give me like till the end of the show.
Till the end of the show to Google it.
Wow. No,
I don't have anything on me. All I have right now is this Nintendo Switch. And last time I checked, there's not a web browser on this thing yet.
They haven't updated it yet.
No.
Okay. All right. You got at least 5 minutes.
How many guesses can I take?
Two.
In living color.
Wrong.
Damn.
There are. So you got one.
It's not the roots. It's not the roots. I should know this. I have it downloaded. I got it. Just give me a minute. Talk to someone else. I'm in the middle of this level, and then I'll be right with you.
Horrible,
guys.
Horrible. Also here, everybody from a little further down south, Alabama.
No.
Does she not want to be from Alabama? No. Or
jeez. No.
You don't have any family from Alabama?
I'm none.
You've got to have at least one.
You got to go to relative.
Yeah.
If I do, I don't want payment.
The real David Webb's here.
What's going on, everybody? Why are you starting this like an NPR?
Because you know what? We've never got to do an NPR type of show, like a regular. No.
Do you want to?
Is this something that you aspire to?
The first time I was on
NPR.
No. That was many of times I've been on NPR. The first time I was on the Filmlosophers, I thought that's what that was. Like maybe a year or so ago, 2 years or something. I don't know how long they've been around, but
four.
I got the call.
Yeah.
And they're like, "Hey, you want to be on the Filmlosophers?"
Did you approach it like NPR?
I promise you, I went and got a little smooth drink. I got some ginger ale for my throat, and I was like, you know what? I'm about to go on here, and they're gonna be like, on the Filmlosophers today, we are discussing.
That's a missed opportunity.
Freedom Cry with Aaron Carter.
I love the Filmlosophers and all, but as soon as I saw Aaron at the door, I was like, oh, what black movie are they talking about?
It basically was. It basically was.
That's kind of how it works. Anytime like they have a special guest and it's a woman, I'm like, oh, okay, it must be Sex in the City this week.
Damn.
Like, yeah, and then Jerry shows up. Are we watching Shanghai Noon today?
Yes.
Is that what we're doing? We're going to do that?
It's terrible.
Also on the show, of course, everybody, from even further down south, Mexico, we have another special guest. Stephen Gutierrez is here, everybody.
How dare you?
Is that wrong?
Say I'm from South Africa.
Okay. Wish you were from South Africa.
Actually, I don't.
What's wrong with that?
That's a weird thing to wish.
I don't know where I would want to be from, to be honest.
Okay. And even
good old USA.
Even from further down south, everybody, they're here week in, week out. And they're
the
just
deep south.
Yeah, they're from the deepest part of the south.
Oh god.
The South Pole.
Where
else did you think?
Tiki towards south.
Yeah. The original South. The chat room. Say hello, chat.
Hey, what's going on, chat?
What's up, chat?
Oh hey. Oh, hold on. Haven't heard that in a while. Clap from the chat.
From a live ostrich.
Yeah. Yeah, it's been kind of a mellow day today, everybody. I got to head over to Oblivion Comics and Coffee this morning and finish up a small little web series script I was working on. Got the first draft out. Knocked it out. Got to see Sir Butcher there.
Oh, was Butch there?
Yeah, Butch was there.
I see Butch there a lot on social media. Good on him. He's always posting pictures of his bang toast.
Yeah. Oh, You know what? Small plug real quick. The toast, I went in there and I was writing, and L Boogie approached me with the only thing I could describe it as: a piece of heaven.
Winter is coming.
Winter is coming.
I was there like 2 hours ago.
Where are you?
At that.
My God.
It's
like
amazing.
She said, "Do you want to try this?" And I was like, "I'm a little full." I'm like, you want to try the toast? I was like, "Okay, oh, you want to try the toast?" And I was like, "All right, where's the spoon?"
I knew you were going with that. I knew it deep.
So I tried it out, and it is freaking amazing. Like I couldn't. I was like, if I wasn't on like this strange diet I'm on, I probably would have ate the whole thing. But it's like a, what is the cream cheese that they're using? The
I thought it was cream cheese. Is it not normal cream cheese?
Is it not Philadelphia?
I thought it was something different. But it tastes like, to me, it tastes like warm cookies and cream. Like,
okay,
that flavor. That.
Yeah, well, because it's Oreo cookies.
Yeah, exactly, yeah.
Room temperature cookies and cream.
You would think that's disgusting.
Sounds pretty gross.
Until you put winter into your mouth. Winter's coming in your mouth, Steven.
So winter's not the only thing coming, apparently. After you eat it.
It is. You know what? So I think that's just the name of the show today. Winter's coming in your mouth. Get ready for that Photoshopping web.
This is going to be Game of Thrones.
Speaking of Game of Thrones, leakages all over the place.
Leakage?
Is it just a weekly thing now? They're going to leak.
I think so.
Episode gets
leaked. I really, really think so. Corey, are you caught up on Game of Thrones?
I'm caught up, but I didn't watch no leaks. I ain't about that life.
Don't watch.
It's hard. Well, I didn't watch any, but it's hard for me because there's all suggestions on my YouTube. What is that about?
Yeah. What are you talking about?
Like, somebody clipped the whole episode out and put them in small clips on YouTube.
Wow. Oh my gosh.
Yeah, they're going hard
on it. That's the worst kind of evil. Why would you do that? Especially on a show that's so good.
And then they're naming them tantalizing things and making you want to click it, like clickbait.
What assholes.
You know, people were going around on Twitter and they were putting like fake Game of Thrones spoilers. On purpose because of the leaks.
That's a
like,
good thing.
Oh, I saw that. That was a trending. It was like a trending hashtag. Fake Game of Thrones spoilers.
That's
Jon Snow turns into a dragon.
And it gets eaten by a wolf.
Wouldn't be mad about
who knew?
That. The wolf transforms into Ned Stark. And he's like, I'm back.
So I never left.
I'm
the three-eyed raven.
That's terrible.
The three-legged cat.
Yeah, stay away from spoilers, everybody.
Yeah, spoilers ain't cool.
Definitely don't do that. The show will be out tomorrow. You'll be able to see all the lovelies and what. So we're getting a lot of hosts here.
Jesus. Appreciate that. Yeah, keep them coming, baby. We like that.
Going to host the show.
That's that shit I do like.
It's funny when he's like, this person hosted for 13 people. This person hosted for one.
Who's hosting? Is it any of the Energy fam?
No, right now we got good old Ninja, Sir Butcher, Ivy, Doom Kitty just started watching.
Ivy D.
And hosting.
Oh, baby.
Yeah.
She was all over, what was it? She was back at it again with Skybound.
Really?
Yeah, she was over there playing our game, Red Flags, with like the developers and shit.
Ooh.
Yeah.
Did she tell the developers we need some more expansions?
I know. We need them like ASAP Rocky.
We do. They have another one for the positive ones called the Sexy expansion.
Ooh.
Yeah.
So basically there's two. You have the one expansion that gives the extra red cards.
Yes.
The other one gives extra white cards.
Yes. That's the other one that I was looking at. The red cards that are super red are freaking disgusting.
I actually watched your stream when you guys played it. I was thoroughly disgusted.
It should be. And that's the way it should be. You should not want to date those people. You should definitely not want to date those people.
It almost got to the point where they're too obscene, where it's like, no one wins.
Ivy in the chat is saying there's 6 expansions. Is this a...
Prove it.
Have we confirmed this? Because I've only seen 3.
Prove it.
Pixar didn't happen.
Yeah. Hey, you send the link. I know. Yeah.
She might have leaked some stuff because she was at their HQ.
Uh-oh.
Oh, snap.
She's like, uh-oh.
What she said? There are 6 expansions. Yes. Dirty, nerdy, and date.
Okay, I got a guess for the Tennessee song.
What is that?
Is it Arrested Development?
Yes, it is.
Yes!
But since it took you so long...
Wait, no! I don't even have my phone. I'm seriously just playing Sonic, and it popped into my head.
You get a consolation prize.
I'm in a world called Arrested Development, and it reminded me of it.
You get a consolation prize, though.
What is that?
A tiki torch.
Here he owns.
I got tons of those.
I bet you do.
It involves so much sense.
It's at Costco.
Bet you did.
Nobody's surprised. It was at Costco.
Oddly enough, at my job, the price of them went up. Price went up. I guess we're expecting some.
You take that money from them racists.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah.
We're taking it back.
Supply and demand.
No, there's certain things you don't take back. The swastika, you don't take back.
Nope.
And tiki torches, I'm sorry, guys. Your stock has plummeted, and you might want to rebrand yourself. I don't know, make like.
The Liberty Torch.
Yeah. I would actually do that. I'd run right out and be like, yep. We stand for truth, justice,
and the American
way. Torch, equal and then way. It's a Statue of Liberty.
Yep.
Thing. Yeah, there you go.
You
better separate yourself.
Torch.
Separate yourself from that as quickly as possible.
The
quicker than the president did.
Proclamation torch.
Yeah. Emancipation torch.
Yeah. Said, come get your Thurgood Marshall torches at your local Lowe's here. You want your Martin Luther King torches? We got them all. We got them all here.
What happened to the old days of good old fashioned regular torches?
Like Frankenstein.
Like just
just
like a stick
and pitchforks.
The freaking like rag on a stick.
Pitchforks are still there.
Are pitchforks still around?
Yeah, because we sell pitchforks at my.
It sounds like you're saying
pitch pork.
Bitchforks.
Oh, well, we sell those too.
those are those little tiny ones that you only use for salad.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Half a spoon.
Those hoes?
But I mean,
bitchforks.
That's what I've always called it.
We got
these little bitchforks doing out.
Tiki torches.
You got Taco Bell, they give you a bitchfork.
I see them at my in-laws on Christmas. Like, bitchforks.
Bitchfork.
Give me a real fork.
Give me one of those serving forks.
We substituted them all with technology. That's what happened. Nobody's doing hard labor anymore.
It's all robots. Yeah,
it's all robots. Like, what are we doing here?
Like, yeah. You know the 3D printing houses?
Really, now?
Yeah.
Yeah, have you seen those videos?
Yeah. It's like a giant thing that sits in the middle, and then it's circular.
Pretty soon, the humans are just going to be irrelevant. So everything's, you're not going to work. It's Wally. We're all going to be fat in our chairs.
I think that's something Elon Musk said. Like, he was like, the thing that poses the biggest threat to human existence currently is artificial intelligence.
What? We did a story like 2 weeks ago, right?
Yeah.
Or 3 weeks ago or something like that with David Ng.
Okay.
No. When was he here? Was that the birthday?
It was the birthday.
Was a while ago.
Yeah.
We did a story about some scientists or whatever. They created an AI. They created two AIs. And then they started talking to each other, the two AIs.
Oh, shit.
But they started speaking in a language that no one else could understand. So they were only...
Shut that down.
And they shut it down. They destroyed them both.
No, they figured... Yeah, they kind of broke the code of what it was. It was like they would repeat certain words a certain amount of times.
Yes.
And that was like code... Man.
To each other, though.
Yeah, to each other.
You don't want that.
It wasn't as simple as just like repeating the word two or three times. It was like using that as an alternate way to communicate.
Almost like binary.
Sort of.
Still, like nonetheless, first time one of the AI asks, are humans irrelevant? And the other one says, yes.
Shut it down!
Yeah, but we don't know what they're saying because they're doing multiple words at the same time to hide that language or whatever. So...
I just picture that Ron Swanson meme where he's throwing the computer in the
trash. Yep, that's exactly what it is.
That's what would happen.
Exactly just what that crap is. We don't need
what's
any of that.
What's it called? The singularity. When it's like it hits the point to where like machines become smarter than men.
Well, I don't think they're ever. I don't think there
is. Is that singularity?
I think that's a singularity.
Well, can they? Because think about it. The internet and any technology is only as smart as humans' knowledge. It's not like they're creating new, you know.
They just did. They created their own language.
No. We can create languages though. That's not a thing. True. I'm talking about like new information. They're not coming up with new information. They just process the information that we've given them faster than
which
we do. So I mean,
that's a lot of information they can process that we can't though. Because
that's true. That is true. Dumb. But still, we have an off button. So
singularity.
EMP.
Yeah.
Hypothesis that the invention of artificial superintelligence will abruptly trigger runaway technological growth, resulting in unfathomable changes.
Unfathomable power.
Basically, just Age of Ultron.
Age of Ultron mixed with The Matrix.
Hopefully it'll be not like the movie, though, and more like the comic book.
Hopefully it won't be like either.
So hopefully I can just
I mean, between
water.
The two, I'd rather pick the movie.
I mean, if it's going to end up being the end of the world, it might as well be badass like the comic book and not like a little pussy
what
version.
What part of the end of the world is badass?
None.
The part where I'm the one left standing.
So then you're
the first one to die.
With a chainsaw arm.
Leeway Jenkins it and die.
Usually
like, okay.
If you're the last one alive, it's because you were hiding like a bitch. Didn't try to fight. You didn't try to save people.
Or you switched sides,
you
right?
You cowardly did.
Ultron! Ultron! I'm on your side! Ultron!
So yeah, fuck these humans. Yeah. I'm with you, buddy.
Exactly. Nobody's just the last one standing because they out-survived everybody. No.
Have you ever played PUBG? That's how it works, man.
No, they hid until there was like three people left. Then they sniped them and said, I'm the last man standing, everybody.
Boom.
Yeah, no.
That's how you play PUBG.
There's no...
You hide in the shadows.
I want to see the PUBG where one person took out at least 70% of the opponents.
Holy shit.
More. That's now, a lot.
That's a lot,
savage.
Right?
Savage.
Yeah.
Because there's like 90 people in the
exactly.
Game.
That's Rambo.
I thought it was 100.
It depends on...
He said it.
I was like, I thought it's always
so the way the game's set up is there's a savings and checkings, and sometimes some people don't load into the savings, so yeah, you gotta... But Corey, you've been playing a new game.
I've been playing a couple new games.
And this new game has been out for a long time.
About 20 years?
You played it last night on stream?
Okay, because I'm playing two games that are new and old.
What's the second one? You know the first one I was just talking about. What's that second
Sonic
one?
Mania.
What? Why are you into Sonic Mania all of a sudden?
What do you mean all of a sudden? I've always been Team Sonic over Team Mario.
Really?
Yeah, I was a Sega kid.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, I had the Sega. I had like relatives who would have the Super Nintendo, and I loved Super Mario World and the games that they had, but in my own house was the Sega, and my go-to game was Sonic and like All-Star Baseball 2000 okay. or 2020 or whatever. Do you remember that game?
No, I never had any sports games.
It was a
baseball.
It was a baseball game with robots.
Oh,
going back
I know
to our singularity.
That was actually
thing.
Dope.
Okay, so that's all right.
There was like one human team too that you could play
yeah,
as.
Why?
Who wants to be that team?
They're the last one standing.
It's a Washington Generals.
They're hiding. They have no muscles.
Yeah.
They're just weaklings.
But I got the Sonic Mania, and it is so good. It is the like. I wish we could just erase everything that happened between what was it, Sonic. And Knuckles?
Three? Sonic Knuckles.
Sonic
Knuckles. Yes,
Knuckles.
Yes, yeah.
Yeah.
It's not Sonic 3 and Knuckles. It's Sonic 3! And I'm
Knuckles.
Here, guys. I'm here. I can punch stuff.
If we could erase just
spikes on my Knuckles.
Anything between Sonic and Knuckles and now, like, this is the natural progression. It's so fun. Like, the boss fights are better. The level design, although they kept basically the same mechanics, they improved upon things. Like, very minutely. Like, there are basic mechanics that have changed, like where Sonic can glide more, like when he has the fire buff and things like that.
So they bring back the old shields? Is that what you're saying?
Yeah. Yeah,
so
they brought back
the magnetic shield,
the fire
shield,
the water bubble.
There's a water bubble. What is this?
It's a bubble where you can stay underwater.
It's like breathing thing, right?
Yeah, you can breathe underwater as long as you're...
Because that little music, that speeds up.
Well, on the original one, ones, you just inhaled a little bubble. It wouldn't be around you. It wouldn't be a shield.
Well, you still like, I haven't gotten to like a really in depth water level yet, but I did hit one of the little TVs, and then a bubble popped around me to where if I did find water, I'm assuming I could have stayed underneath it until that I lost that protection.
That makes no sense. Why are there TVs every damn place?
I don't know.
TVs?
There's a new studio level that I think has taken over as my favorite level. Before,
or the casino level part 2?
That's what I was going to say. Casino is my favorite of all time.
Good music, good
but
mini games.
I think it's level 3 or 4 on Sonic Mania. It's like called Studio, and it's kind of in that. It reminds me of Casino, but it's like in Hollywood. And so you get like, I don't know, man. They changed up so much.
Run into Brad Pitt and all them and on the...
Yeah, no, that's the best part, is that you could run into Brad Pitt, George Clooney, and they're playable. So you could actually...
You become one of the Ocean's 11.
Yeah.
You basically... You're, You're in the Ocean's 8 because so Bernie Mac died. So
Julia Roberts is there.
It's Sonic 3 and the Ocean's 11?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Is that what we're looking at here?
Yeah. Okay. So once I saw they had playable Brad Pitts, I was, this is game of the year.
Mm.
Brad Pitt just rolls into a ball.
Yeah.
Bye, guys.
Later, Angelina.
Going to Fight Club too.
Leaving you and the kids.
Damn.
Oh, I'm sorry. Is he not?
Damn. It's true.
Yeah, he already did.
I'm
yeah,
sorry. He put that. In a steady, what, 8 years of cheating?
Yeah. He's motherfucking Brad Pitt. Yeah.
Okay, so we give him a slide on that one?
Oh, he always gets
it. Okay, all right, whatever.
No, just like you should have seen it coming.
Yeah.
Oh, well, yeah, no, Aniston. I saw it coming.
I mean,
how do you leave Jennifer Aniston? Yeah. That's like...
He went with Jolie.
And then, yeah. First of all, you didn't leave just Jennifer Aniston. You left Friends Jennifer Aniston.
That's true.
I didn't even watch the show, and I knew she was the hot one on there.
Yeah.
Like, that's true. Come on. The other game you're playing, though, is the Stone of Hearth.
Hearthstone.
This game was good in 99. Why are you playing it now?
It's one of those things where a buddy of mine is really into it, and I hang out. It's my coworker, so okay. I talk to the guy every day right. of my life. And he pitched me on it, told me how good it was. I went back to it, played it for about a day. And then I was like, okay, I think you're kind of right because I'm addicted. Because what's great about it is I spend so much time on the computer anyways that I can kind of just be playing it in the background while I'm doing other stuff.
Okay.
So it takes... Working. Yeah. I mean, there's downtime when I'm rendering videos or whatever. You know, I've got stuff. And there's time where I'm just kind of sitting there and I would be just kind of browsing the same couple websites I always do, but
yeah, you can play it on the toilet on your phone.
Yeah,
yeah. I downloaded it on my phone. I put like $30 into it already.
Already $30.
Yeah,
take my money.
That's a little dedication right off the black.
I play a lot of Magic the Gathering anyways, so I'm used to spending.
Wait,
money.
Did you still? When's the last time you played Magic?
It's been a couple weeks.
Really?
Yeah.
I didn't even know it was like that.
Yeah, we had a crew. We'd get together on Mondays.
First of all, you don't call anybody that plays Magic the Gathering a crew.
Okay, what do we call it?
A murder.
It's
no, wait, that's crows. Hang on.
I don't know. Losers?
Raft.
That sounds like a good one right there. Yeah, let's go with that one.
Wow. So we're a group of adult men who share the common interest of Magic the Gathering.
So
we meet
losers.
Once a week.
It was an apt name.
I think it's called a crew.
Mm.
A posse?
No.
A gang?
You go with that one, if that's what you feel.
if that's what it's you a clan.
It's
a
clan. So I was mentioning the torches.
You know what? Yeah, I was going to say, I went to one, and there weren't torches there.
Wait a
I'm
minute.
Thinking about it.
Yeah.
We're not all white.
Did you watch Get Out? They weren't all white either.
Yeah, they weren't all white. There was an Asian. There was an Asian.
Hmm.
That's the other one in your group, isn't it?
Yeah.
It is.
Damn it. Got us.
Yeah, it is.
Busted.
He's probably listening at home right now, like, what? Am I the token? No!
Self realization moment.
Flashes back to all the Asian racist jokes.
What?
So that's why they keep hitting the gong anytime I enter the room.
Damn.
I thought they were just excited to see me.
Oh, damn. That was my thing, too.
Hey.
Hey, guys, it's Gong Man.
What if they're always asking me to pass the soy sauce?
Yeah. Ding, 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 ding,
yes.
Ding,
ding. It's terrible.
All right. And that was a racist hour of Video Game Bang. Brought to you by racism. It's in you.
It's in a lot of people, apparently.
I'm proud that I wasn't like involved in the racist part of it.
You should.
No, you were.
You were the center of it.
Yeah.
You were literally the center of it. So, yeah. I mean, those are some new games that you're finally coming back. I mean, they're literally old games. So.
Well, I could only get tilted so much at Overwatch that I had to like break the monotony of something else. So now I have Hearthstone. I feel like I have a good amount of natural talent in this game. Which is what I like about it. Like, I feel like I'm beating people I shouldn't be.
That's where it starts.
Yeah. And then they build you up.
Because that's what the exact same thing I felt, too. And I was like, I'm just like kind of a natural at this game. I'm getting some good wins in me. Like, this is good. And then the money.
Well, Here's the thing. Like, I'm playing games against real people. They're unranked. But they're dropping, like, the Lich King card, which is, like, the best one in the new set. So obviously these people have put more money into it than I have, and they have better cards, and I'm still pulling out of these crazy situations with my beginner decks.
Okay, I mean, How much more do you intend to drop on this?
As much as it takes.
Good Lord. See?
I'm going.
He wants to be the best.
I'm going to the top, man.
I don't.
He's going to regionals.
Okay.
Sectionals.
He's a fight amnesiac for the Hearthstone spot.
Okay.
Yeah.
Hey.
Let's go, amnesiac.
I mean, if you got it in you, man, I say go for it then, you know?
I'm trying to rope Gondo in. Gondo was watching my stream the other day, and I think he was getting the itch. I know he's the sensei. He's the senpai when it comes to these, like, strategic card games.
I can see him playing it.
I need him back. Yeah.
We got a couple questions from the chat about it, too. Good Old Ninja asks, what's deck? What you going with? What are you feeling?
I like Mage the best, but I'm still unlocking all of the basic decks, so I need to hit level 10 on all of them.
Okay.
So I'm just grinding my way through. So I think I like Mage the best, followed by... I know we talked about it and how I kind of didn't like the strategy, but I was winning a lot of Warlock matches.
Well, I mean, you're still leveling it, right?
I'm still leveling it, yeah. So I'm playing against beginners, but I was having some good matches with that. I kind of like Warlock if I could kind of come up with a way to counteract the health I lose, because I just tend to kind of go all out and keep doing it because I love card draw. It's, like, addicting.
Yeah, you always want to see what's next.
Yeah, I always want to have... And card advantage is such a big deal in the games.
It is.
And people don't really understand that a lot. Like, if I'm playing a game and halfway through I have two cards and they have, like, five, I pretty much like, okay, GG. Like, I'm fucked. I don't know what he has in his hand, but chances are he has five more.
I think you're not at that... Okay, so you know how when you play Overwatch and you're playing anything but ranked, and you might get a little groove going, and you're like, "Oh yeah, I'm playing pretty well." And then you get higher, and are you going to rank? And you're got that same kind of groove at the lower levels, and then you get higher and higher, and it becomes a little more difficult and more difficult.
Yeah,
I think when you hit that peak in Hearthstone, then you'll see the money you need to start, you know, competing with those higher up type of things. Like, I'm still waiting for that card game or that game in general that, you know, because it just seems like it's the format with free-to-play where it's the guy who didn't pay anything can still go toe-to-toe with the top guys.
Oh, that's tough.
That's what the... Hey, think about all the card animes. That's what it is.
But it's a business at the end of the day.
If
that's the case, they're not going to make any money.
Did they
release anything like to earn packs besides like special events? Because I don't remember them having something.
Yeah, so you can do like, you mean the dailies? You do the dailies.
Yeah, anything that just helps you earn packs so you don't have to buy them.
Yeah, you can earn in-game gold, and each 100 in-game gold gets you a booster pack.
Okay, because I haven't played Hearthstone in a long time, so it's like I don't remember there being a system where you could buy packs.
If you get cards you already had too, you turn them into dust, and then you can use a certain amount of dust to craft specific cards you need.
Like those little diamonds or whatever on like certain cards.
Yeah, you can break them down and then and make something that you want.
Yeah, I remember doing that.
I like that idea. I like that idea a lot.
I kind of like better the Magic the Gathering one on the most recent expansion of Duels of the Planeswalkers, where they just won't give you cards you already have the max amount of.
That's cool.
That's cool. In theory, you could have every card in the set in the max amount, and they won't just keep spamming you with cards you already have.
I like that a lot.
Yeah, I
like
think that's super reasonable.
Well, hopefully, my favorite of all was when Yu-Gi-Oh! In the beginning, if you had like the Game Boy Advance Yu-Gi-Oh! Game, you can input the numbers on your card into the actual game, and you can have your deck from real life in the game.
That's cool.
And then you can find out how sucky you actually were.
When the computer is whipping you up.
Yeah, and then you're like, okay, I got to change this.
Yeah, it was good. I think that's a win-win. The company owned both things, so, I mean, you might as well make a little money from...
Hearthstone's a gateway drug for you. That's how they get you to play World of Warcraft, because you're like, I like these characters. Let's see, who's Gul'dan? And then next thing you know, you're fighting him.
Yep.
So
exactly what it is.
That's how you get roped into the drugs, man.
Not yet. I see a lot of people, because I'm on Battle.net all the damn time now, and I see a lot of people from my friends list on World of Warcraft, and I just have zero interest still. Like, I can't bring myself to check that game out.
Good Old Ninja says, Magic the Gathering is better than Hearthstone.
I agree.
But is it better than Artifact?
But it's like, it's so convenient. Like, the Hearthstone, the fact that it runs so smoothly on the phone, on the computer,
It does.
I don't have to physically have the cards. And there's, like, the player base, I think, is probably a lot more than online Magic right now.
Hopefully. Because Magic...
And the games are faster. In Magic, you know, like, you got to get ready for anything. You can get stuck in, like, a three-hour match or something ridiculous. Yeah, and you never know what the other person's going to have. Like, I don't know. I feel like this is a nice, simplified, condensed version. You kind of know what you're getting into. The strategies aren't too bizarre out there, at least at the lower levels.
Well, then, you know, you're going to be streaming more of it, hopefully?
Yeah, I'm going to stream more of it. I had fun streaming it. It was relaxing. It was a change of pace. Got to figure out a way to stream this Sonic Mania, though. I cannot describe to you, Aaron, how good it is.
Oh, well, I saw like a little micro review online that said it's a good mix of novelty and nostalgia. So,
use the Elgato.
The Elgato works on this?
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's HDMI,
man. All right.
Fine.
You just gotta
use 2017.
Oh, shit. All right.
It's 2017. Goddamn.
Technology.
Yeah.
We'll have to stream this bad boy because it is fun. Like,
can you play as different characters?
Sonic or Knuckles.
Oh, okay, so no Tails, huh?
Tails is there.
Yeah, but is he playable?
Miles Tails.
I don't know. If you have a second controller, you might be able to.
Wait, is this the one where you can create your character?
I don't think so.
No, that's
not. When's that one coming out?
I don't know.
I thought that was like one of those 3D ones.
No. It's a side scroller. I just can't remember which one. We did a freaking story on it, people.
Wait. Sonic. If you could create your character in Sonic Mania, I'm going to have to.
Nope, it's Sonic Forces. Sonic Forces, sorry. Sorry, everybody.
But I know Mania was supposed to be the big one that, like, was very nostalgic and trying to bring back the...
It's probably...
Rejuvenate the franchise.
Yeah, it's probably to get people into it. And then when Sonic Mania comes out, or Sonic Forces comes out, then you're going to be like, oh, yeah, I like Sonic again.
Gotcha, bitch.
Yeah, exactly.
Well, and the best part is it was only $20. Like, they
that's actually not bad at all.
Not bad at all.
They didn't really just try and, like, completely screw you over.
Wow, win-win situation there.
Yeah.
Look at Sega trying to do something right for the people.
Doing something good for the neighborhood.
Doing something good for the neighborhood. You know what? You get a thumbs up. There you go. And a little applause there if it goes in. Very good. Very good, Sega. That's enough.
Very good.
That's enough, because now they're going to bring out crap because they think they got the side of the people.
We got her.
Yeah.
We're on the top.
John. They're hooked.
So let's bring out
Werewolf Sonic again. Exactly. We needed another shot.
I know it'll work. Yeah. Going to put it out. Friday, big news came out, everybody. Yes, the Defenders. Jeez.
Got it.
Oh, wow.
The Defenders. Have you not watched any of it, Corey?
No.
You left out of the conversation when we were talking about it.
It was intentional. I'm so behind. I haven't watched second season of Daredevil.
Oh,
I haven't watched.
Gosh.
I haven't watched Luke Cage.
What?
I haven't watched.
What? Hold on, chat room. Hold on. Let the man speak.
I didn't watch Daredevil season 2.
Jeez.
Last thing I watched was Jessica Jones.
Yeah.
Very disappointed in that.
What? I mean, I'm not going to be a little follower. Look how long it took me to watch Rick and Morty.
Well, duh. That's definitely a shame on you as well.
You uncultured.
Yeah, uncultured swine.
I mean, I'm still not impressed with Rick and Morty. It's good, but it's not.
You have no soul. That's it.
It's okay.
You have no soul.
It's okay. He's kind of funny.
He's watching the old man stuff.
Oh, my God.
Like what?
Like the Andy Griffin Show.
That's the classics.
Flip This House.
Chop
Jr. That's
Junior.
What you're watching.
Yeah.
No, it's not Chop Jr. That's bullshit.
Home and Garden Channel.
Are you watching
Master
the fucking
Chef
Voice?
Junior.
No, I don't watch that.
Oh, my
God. He's an American Idol.
I watch American Idol. Yeah. Yeah. I don't watch that BS. It's American Idol over here.
Dancing with the Stars.
Oh, my gosh. You're missing, like, top-quality entertainment.
So I think regular
show... 16 and pregnant, you scumbag?
Yeah, he does.
I think... I've been watching a lot of To Catch a Predator. Not gonna lie. I'm trying
to evade.
Make sure his episode doesn't air. Shit, they told me they were gonna air it!
That show was done like...
Nothing happened, I swear.
Oh, my gosh.
I was just trying to show her this is what could happen.
Those are the best.
Son, where'd you find this?
That was the joke of the day right now, people.
Man.
You got to beat that one because that is hilarious. You sitting at home and being just fingers crossed.
You know what? High five. That was good. Over Corey. Bam.
Not me.
Woo.
Yes. Didn't see that guy in the bush when I tried to leave. Guy tackled me. I couldn't even see him.
You guys are the worst kind of scum.
You know what? That's funny about that show, though. I don't even know if it comes on anymore. But it's funny when they leave, and I know deep down in that feeling in their chest is like, whew, at least it was a TV show, and they're gonna let me skate off of it. And then that guy in the ghillie suit pops up.
It's like, we're real cops.
It's like, get on the floor. It's like, dude, he's got wine and condoms. He's not dangerous. He's a rapist. All right, let's. What was he going
to
do?
To be honest, though, that was some of the best television, though. Like, it is such compelling, cringeworthy. Like, oh my God, I love watching that show. Me and my wife have just been binging it, and you know they brought it back.
That's concerning.
That is very concerning.
No, they brought it back. It's called
To Catch More Predators.
No, it's called Hansen versus Predators.
Hansen,
the band.
Does he? Wait.
Wow. you raped her.
Thanks for the follow. Hansen, does he wrestle him after he catches him? I don't get it. Why does he pop out? I'm like, what are we planning to do? Let's go.
No, but that would be a much infinitely better show.
He just locks up with them. Oh, yeah, I got you.
I bet Hansen could throw down.
He probably can. He's seen a lot of rapists in his days. So, I mean, he's got to be protected. More than that cheaters guy was.
That guy got stabbed.
Exactly.
Now I'm the boat.
Hansen versus Predator is such a good show. It's so good.
Hold on. Why is that even the name? Like,
see the cops wear their like predator outfit, just like walking around in the bushes.
Yeah,
Hansen versus Predator.
It's the new movie, Hansen versus Predator. Yes. You've seen Alien versus Predator.
You've seen Hansen versus.
Have you seen Hansen?
I can see that actually happening. The predator just walking in the forest, and Hansen pops up. What are we planning to do here?
Leave these humans alone.
Were you going to kill these guys?
The predator's looking down like ashamed.
Like he got caught.
He's all ashamed.
Putting his knives away.
Hansen like, takes out his phone. Let me go over some of these transmissions real quick.
Death to all humans.
Said this hunt will be glorious.
LOL.
What the hell are you?
I'm going to jam my blank in your skull.
Did you mean that?
Did you? Predator just...
So this is just alien penis symbols you drew here.
Make it happen.
That's true. CBS. Oh my God, dude.
Hansen versus Predators. There it is. We just gave you a $1 billion show right there.
That is really good.
I'm saying all this too because, you know, like the TV wars are about to start. They're about to pop off.
Oh my God.
And you're already missing a lot of the old, you know, episodes. So you're gonna have to either purchase the new, you know, streaming service through Disney or whatever, because you're taking so long to watch all this crap. Because
that's where Predators versus Hansen needs to be on the Disney Channel.
It's gonna be.
Come on.
Well, think about it. You're gonna have to make choices.
Disney commercials. The Predator saying, "You're watching the Disney."
You're
channel,
watching the Disney
and
Channel.
And then drawing them out.
It's gonna draw the mouse, and then one time it's just gonna be a blank screen. You're just gonna hear, "You're watching the Disney Channel." Hansen walks out. I was like, what were you planning to watch today?
Hannah Montana reruns? Huh?
Why is your zipper down? Is it because Miley Cyrus is, you thought that's who was coming out right now?
You take your hand off your Donald Duck right now, mister.
He's got to be one of the most hated men in rapist society.
Oh, yeah.
There's definitely.
But I think that's okay, though.
Yeah.
I mean,
that's the title you want.
Yeah, that's
the title you want. Until they come after you. Then it's like
they come out there with their tiki torches. Let us molest
Chris Hansen, everybody.
Wow,
he's doing the Lord's work. That's what he's doing. He's doing the Lord's work. Because I wanted to talk a little bit about it. I've only seen the first four episodes of The Defenders.
Don't.
I'm not going to spoil anything.
Don't be worried about it. I mean, I'm okay. I'm okay with spoiling.
And I mean, there's nothing really.
I don't think Chad is though.
In the first four episodes, it's not. There's nothing to really be.
No.
Spoiler.
All right, I'll say this. We talked about this before the show. The one thing. So I'm halfway through episode 3,
uh-huh.
And it's already like, okay, why is it taking so long for them to come together as a team?
Well, that's like the curse of like any like mashup.
Yes,
they always have to be unnecessarily conflict. They have to fight regardless.
Right.
Whether they're on the same side or not, how contrived it is, there's going to have to be a fight. One right. of them, they're not all going to want to get together at the beginning.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. There's going to be, yeah. But the thing is there's only 8 episodes.
That's true.
The show is called The Defenders, so they should have had all of that in episode 1. In episode 2, they're like, at least you see them in the same frame.
Here's the thing. In episode 1, first of all, I fell asleep. I had to rewatch it because it was kind of a boring introduction to all of them. And I was like, all right, guys, we need to speed this up a little bit.
So slow.
Especially if it's 8 episodes.
Yeah.
Like, you need to press the fast forward button.
You don't have the pilot episode anymore.
Yeah.
You're supposed to come out strong.
She would come out real strong. Right. And then watching it as well, where I'm at right now, I'm only 4 episodes deep in, but Daniel Rand is the most annoying character to me now.
He's the most useless.
He is so annoying and bad. He's like this, like, he acts like he's a little kid.
He does.
He's got that mentality.
But then, like, how are you even his girlfriend or whatever? What's her name? Susie Q?
Yep.
She follows him around. She follows him around, you know, like, this is his, like, you know, he's the guy who can get things done and everything, right? You know?
And really, she's the one that's getting
things done. Yeah. Like, she's the more mature person. It's just like, if he didn't have money, he'd just be some crazy guy running around the world.
With a glowing fist.
Yeah, with a glowing fist. So,
bam, punching people.
Yeah, and then, like, his choreography isn't the greatest so far that I've seen.
I think it's better.
It's better
than his actual show.
But it's not.
It's still just a one-shot punch. He's one punch man.
For some reason, I mean, I still, when I see Daredevil do his stuff, I'm like, a little better.
Well, because Daredevil's the parkour, acrobatic, flippy thing, which I don't understand because Daniel Rand's basically a ninja. That's like,
he's supposed to be a kung fu master.
Yeah. So I would expect some flips and shit, but he's not. He's not doing any of that. He just kicked off a wall like once.
Yeah. That's why we need Steven to direct. Hey, Danny, can you do some more flips and shit?
Yeah. Not flipping enough.
Yeah, there's cut. Not. Yeah, cut. Cut. We need more flippy shit.
Yeah.
They gave all that to Daredevil.
Yeah, but I think they should have spread it out. Yeah.
They should have
spread it out. You need Daredevil flip off.
Danny, but, okay, okay.
Danny, you see what Daredevil just did?
Said backhand spring.
Into a round
dismount.
Off. Dismount into the...
And then glowy fist punch this guy.
Kick.
Spoiler alert, Elektra's back. Oh, she's in the trailer. But yeah. when you see her fight scenes, still better than Danny. Like, it's like he's supposed to be...
You barely see her in the first few episodes.
Do you think it's a problem with the actor not able to fulfill that physical ability? Because even like Game of Thrones...
Dang! Hold on.
Damn, son, where'd you find
Duck the Dark. Duck the Dark said, Magic Johnson's white blood cells fight better than Danny Rand.
Oh!
God damn!
Well,
we got a new champion.
New number one. Number one.
I give my hat to you,
Duck the Dark. High five.
That is hilarious.
That was good.
Sir Butch says, Luke Cage needs some more flippy shit.
Yeah.
Tips.
That's a
hat.
Yeah, damn. There you go. Tips hat. There you go.
We need a tips hat emoji.
We do, because that just won right there.
Damn.
The Defenders, yes. What point were we?
I don't even know.
Lord, stole the
that
show.
That burn was
it's
pretty bad.
It's 2 burns. Yeah, Danny Rand. Okay, so you said the actor may not have the physical prowess to...
Yeah, do you think that's the reason?
It may well be. Like, he may have just been comfortable with Game of Thrones.
Yeah, if he doesn't have a sword, he can't do shit.
He's like, you want me to fight? I'm more used to, like, making out with dudes.
Yeah.
you want me to fight?
So am I supposed to punch him or kiss this guy?
It's like, Danny, stop leaning in, damn it.
For a reason. I mean...
Danny keeps leaning into the guys. Can we stop this? Danny, you're supposed to
fight. Just
you
make
him
in the corner like he's going to do something.
He's going to be doing like interviews later. You know the scene where I was going to punch Luke Cage. I actually asked the director if I could kiss him instead.
So that punch was actually a gentle rub on his face.
He had to CGI the punch.
Yeah.
What you didn't see was...
So that's the stuntman's fist. Sid Meier's was going somewhere else. So I don't have a glowing fist. It's
Michael
brown.
Michael Coulter is like, the fool kept trying to touch my balls, and I wasn't having that.
This slap for real.
I don't care. I said, stop doing that. I ain't with that Game of Thrones stuff.
I don't know. He probably banged him. bangs everybody else on the show. He probably
that's the him. Other thing. Yes, Luke Cage throwing the deals everywhere, everybody. Like, he runs into so many exes in this freaking Defenders that it's ridiculous. Awkward. Yeah, it's a whole bunch of awkward, you know, hey.
Yeah.
Kind of with her now.
He gets coffee,
you know what, though?
He gets
but
coffee
like,
with Claire.
I'm,
and then,
oh, no, go ahead,
I was
go
just
ahead.
Saying, then Misty shows up, and he's, like, putting his shirt on, like.
Yeah. Oh. Like, oh.
Hey, Misty.
I'm waiting for, like, the awkward interaction between all the women, like, you know.
Claire, Misty,
how do you
and
know?
Jessica.
Well, kind of banged.
Yeah, because you know they're going to meet eventually all, like, everybody. Like, they're going to they're gonna see each other.
See, yeah, banged.
So now, but I'm with the way they're doing it right now, and it looks like throughout the whole 8 episodes, they're just going to be partners in this Defender thing, Luke Cage and Jessica Jones. I wonder if they're ever going to spin the role to the comic book one, where they're actually an actual couple, and they have a kid, and they're married, and stuff like that. I wonder if they're ever going to play that route, or they're just going to be like, nah. I figure the only way they do that is they take out the Night Nurse. And I mean, take her out.
Take her out.
Yeah.
Damn.
I mean, take her out. But you got to think.
I don't think they do. Well, I mean, nope. Her job is kind of done.
They can do that because she's important enough for you to feel something after you take her away. Yeah.
Well,
she's
Coulson. And the Night Nurse is a title. I mean, there's been a few Night Nurses, so they could just pass the torch on to somebody else. It could be a male Night Nurse.
You got
to
think
so
about
they don't have
it.
To worry about it except for Danny. Maybe.
Defenders 2 comes out. The thing that brings them together again. Somebody took out Claire.
Oh, so they're going to do an Avengers thing. Somebody took out Coulson.
Yeah.
So come together.
And they needed that because she's affected all their lives in a positive way.
They
so
pull out Defender trading cards. These used to be Claire's.
Yeah, exactly. Luke is like, I hit. So, I mean, I'm in.
I guess I owe her that.
I got to at least do that, you know. I'm not going to be able to hit anymore. Damn. Who else am I going to hit?
Jesus.
Yeah, I'm already writing the script right now.
Damn!
Like I said, I'm 4 episodes in, and it better speed up because
you're halfway through the season.
If somebody doesn't put on a costume, I'm gonna be pissed. That's where I'm at right now.
I thought that they were gonna have
Jessica Jones Zoe's in her costume.
Yeah,
she's a raging alcoholic.
So is Luke Cage
from. That's sepsis, like liver failure. That's what Jessica Jones is going to
do. That's her arch enemy.
Yeah.
Liver failure.
She's like, I would use my super strength to hurt you, but my kidneys.
Yes.
My liver.
It's the hardest working liver in the universe, Morty.
So what are they? Hold on. Because we know they're going to do like a Squirrel Girl adaptation, like live action from what show? I can't remember what it is.
What do you mean?
Like Squirrel Girl is going to come to the small screen.
Yeah. Is it going to be Netflix? Or is it going to be...
I thought it was an ABC thing.
Is it ABC?
Oh, God.
It's an AT&T chick.
But I'm getting this from the chat. What? How do you say this guy's name in chat? RP Art? Artemis? I don't know what it is. But he's talking about Squirrel Girl as their nanny. You know what I'm saying? Like Luke and... So I'm like, if they can go full-blown into that one.
That'd be cool.
And then they also dropped, of course, with the Defenders coming out, they dropped the trailer for...
Punisher,
yeah.
It's not even a trailer, it's a teaser.
Yeah, it's a teaser, but it was enough to tease me to be excited for it.
He only shot 2 people.
Yep.
Like,
but he shoots 2 people awesomely, and that's what he does.
He's like, bang,
bam, bam,
bang.
Yeah, exactly. And I was like, I'm ready for it.
Should have been a double barrel.
Oh, Ready Player One Artemis. Yeah, because I really got that from...
RP1 Artemis?
That amalgamation of... That's who?
Amy from...
That's not Amy from...
Isn't she Ready Player? Well, she said that was her handle.
Is that her other one?
I don't know.
I thought she had...
I'm kind of...
She's
got...
I-Jane...
Yeah. Oh, yeah, you're right. Never mind. Sorry.
She has another one.
Sorry. Like,
forget everything I said up to this
point. No, you might be right, actually. She might have an alternate... This might be her Twitch Smurf account. It is Amy.
Oh, yeah. See, I was right.
What's your Smurf account?
Well, Amy, you kind of want to...
Make sure. We met once.
You want to announce yourself?
Yeah, announce yourself there. So there was an article that I saw too earlier. It was Marvel superheroes that basically protect New York City, and you gotta wonder where are these people in the whole thing? Like, can they bring them out later on or something like that? I mean, of course you got Spider-Man. Actually, where the hell is Spider-Man?
He should be, because he's not Avenger level.
No, right? He's ground level.
He's ground level. So where is he in the Defenders?
Exactly.
Why is he not back in the?
An earthquake that just shook the whole damn city?
No, parts of it.
Okay. No, it was
in Brooklyn.
It was the whole city that got shook all night long.
At least bare minimum, a spider sense should have went off.
Should have been, yeah.
Right?
That's true.
Hair on the arm raise up, plus, something.
The hand gets like, it's getting so out of control. Why don't they just be like, yo, Tony.
Somebody, yeah. Like, just nobody's coming in. Take
Sigourney out.
Exactly.
And then we can handle the rest.
So, yeah, it was the...
Where is this in the timeline, though? Because I know it jumps around and it's in different spots.
Let's find out. We have the internet.
So while you're doing that, we'll go through a couple of these real quick, just a little quick things. Some people that they can't use, of course, in the Marvel Cinematic Universe because they don't have the rights. Like the Morlocks are on here. The Fantastic Four is on here. They basically only protect New York. Where's Hawkeye? Maybe he ran out of arrows. Don't know.
Secret mission.
Duh. Could be.
He's a freaking. He is like a secret agent.
That is true. So he works mainly for the Shield. Punisher is on here.
Wait, no. He's with Cap, right?
Who,
underground Hawkeye? Hiding, yeah.
Oh, yeah, that's right.
Yeah.
Okay, he's that's justified. True. Justified. Hellcat. Where is she?
Oh, yeah.
That's Jessica Jones's side chick. So, what the hell? Yeah. Misty Knight's on there, of course. Cap is underground. Wasp is...
I want a Misty Knight in...
making something?
No, Wasp is dead.
No, she's not.
Thought she was.
No.
Wasp?
She's alive. Well, new Wasp.
New Wasp, okay.
Yeah, she got a new suit.
Yeah, but she didn't even get affiliated yet. Like, she's still training or something.
Yeah, I'll give her
a trained,
pass.
She trained Ant-Man.
Yeah. That's true, yeah. She's better than Ant-Man.
The girl from Lost?
Yeah. She knew what she was doing.
She's like, how to throw a punch. She fucking decked him in the face.
Yeah, she can control Lance.
Okay.
Cloak and Dagger hasn't even had their TV show out, so they can't do anything. Nobody's done a She-Hulk yet. So there's that. Howard the Duck is off world.
He's just drinking.
Doctor Strange, he hasn't shown up.
Is it?
He was in New York, right?
Is the hand using
magic
to
bring?
What kind of magic is that?
Yeah, what type? Blood magic, clearly, right? Isn't that blood magic? Eh?
Well, the black sky?
Yeah, that's blood magic.
Yeah, probably.
I don't know. It just seems like there's a big absence of superheroes. When the whole New York City shakes, because
it wasn't the whole because in when she's doing her show, Trish Talks, somebody said, "Oh, I didn't feel an earthquake." She's like, "Oh yeah, you're right, because you're in Brooklyn, so Brooklyn wasn't part of the affected area."
So
and
was
she's
what,
like,
Manhattan?
"No, I'm a geologist." Yeah, it was only like a specific part.
I thought it was
the whole
city.
City.
Yeah,
I'm 99% sure it wasn't.
But you're not 100%.
That's true. It's just that 1%.
Just saying.
1%.
That means there's always a chance there.
According to Reddit, Defenders is in Phase 3 with Spider-Man and...
So at least Spider-Man.
No, but that...
But where...
That's release in Phase 3,
release,
right?
Yeah.
That's not exactly in the timeline.
Sir Bush says, I thought the earthquake was an aftershock of Luke Cage and that chick banging.
Damn. He's onto something.
Yeah,
he's
onto something.
He's trying to get that top spot.
Yeah. He's still going for it. Right?
Going for it.
Reaching dig deep in for these ones.
It's going to be like, oh, Black Widow. I didn't know you were going to be here.
Well, you know where this is going. You want some coffee?
You want some coffee?
You want some coffee, Black Widow? Yeah, Hell's Kitchen, blah, blah, blah.
She's like,
yeah,
no, I want some green tea.
That's terrible. Tea, green tea.
Green tea.
Yeah, we get it.
See, we got it, Steven.
We got it.
And make sure. Make sure I had a stamp it.
He said, on. Green tea? Green tea. Okay.
All right.
Yeah, I don't know. We'll see. Maybe we'll get a Moon Knight somewhere in there, and he'll do some schizophrenia stuff. Yeah. I don't know. But that's, you know, whatever. What else did I have on the docket? I had a couple of bullet points. There was one about Mass Effect. No more single player updates. Sorry, guys.
Oh, so they're just giving up.
Yep, no more single player updates or content planned for the Mass Effect series.
Yeah,
Andromeda. That's how you know your game died.
I think they killed the entire franchise, honestly. Like, I don't see it coming back for many, many years.
Many moons, yeah.
Many moons. Because, like, even, I remember when they first announced Andromeda, it was kind of a surprise thing, right? We all kind of thought it was going to be...
Yeah, everybody thought it was dead anyway.
Yeah, and then everyone got really, really excited that the best franchise in the world was coming back. Yay! And then it took forever to come out, and then when it came out, it was bullshit. And I think it's dead.
Yeah, and it's a sad... That's a sad, sad time because it was a good run. You had a good go. had a really, really good show.
What was the thing that killed it? Because I haven't played it at all. All I heard was just the facial animations.
And there was a lot of glitches within the game as well. If you watch video game donkeys review or whatever on it, he actually does a pretty good accurate job of all the flaws in the game.
He's become my favorite reviewer.
Has he now?
Yeah. He came out with that one article like bashing critics, and then he's actually been putting out quite a few series of his dunk reviews.
Mm-hmm.
And they're really good.
And I mean, we saw something on this, right? We've talked about reviewing a lot on this show, and kind of we're not really with the number system.
Yeah,
you know, because it's kind of a solid, like, if your average reader reads that and is like, oh, that's a good game because you gave it a 10, then you're saying, oh, that game is great, you have to buy it, blah blah blah. When there could be these things that you don't like about it.
Yeah,
and it's kind of situational with the reviewer. Like, Corey, if you don't like card games, just an example or something like that, and you reviewed a Yu-Gi-Oh game, you'd probably be more harsh on it than, you know, something else because you don't like card games. A little bias, right?
Yeah.
And so Dunkey comes out and says stuff like that. Like, hey, when I say I don't like, you know, League of Legends, it's because I don't like MOBAs, you know? So I'm going to rate it with my own personal biases in there. You should know that going into this review.
Right. Yeah, I don't like the fact that, like, his video nailed it right on the head. Like, if you watch Dunkey's, like, one of his most recent videos about game critics, I pretty much echo everything he said on there, especially when it comes to, like, going to look for your reviews on, like, mega sites like IGN and GameSpot and all that. That are all sites. Yeah, these big sites that have like a million different voices in it, and you can't really decipher who's who.
Yeah.
So like, why can't the same writer or critic, or they have multiple critics review the same game on that site? You know, in their, instead of calling it like their official review, and then you watch their podcast, and then they shit on the game, and then, you know, on their review it got like a 9.
So well, it doesn't make sense. I think it's tough with those mega sites. Like, there's too many chefs in the kitchen type of deal.
I think you need to pick your reviewers. Pick, like, I don't know. How many reviewers does a big site like that need? 3? 5?
Five.
And then have each of those 5
game genres are
make them different. Make them from different gaming backgrounds. Maybe one used to be a professional FPS Counter-Strike player or something like that. One of them's a complete casual, you know, soccer mom who just plays Angry Birds. You know, just get your squad.
So get your stuff together.
Get your people.
Get it all in a bag.
You know, and then have them each review the games. So, like, you have, you know.
So a council of reviewers?
Yeah, but not making one number altogether. Okay. Like, but, you know, I'm a fan of Carl because Carl's games and reviews are good. They appeal to me. So I want to see Carl's review.
What, are they all reviewing the one game? Or?
Yeah, why not?
Okay, so yeah, you know, I'm on board.
And don't put it out the day it comes out, or put out, like, the one thing Dunkey 2 highlighted, too, is that oftentimes if you read, like, the little notes on the bottom, they're like, yeah, I played half the game.
Yeah, yeah.
Just to get that day one review out to get more hits to the website. Mm-hmm. Like, they're not giving full evaluations.
The first game I ever reviewed was the Assassin's Creed Liberation. And I went into it thinking, I need to play this whole game and then give my opinion on it. So I sat and did a 10-hour playthrough of this game all day. I think it was over a weekend or something like that. And then put out my review. Because I was like, that's how you're supposed to review games, right? You're supposed to play the entire thing and then put it out. But then when you see that you have, like, kind of deadlines and stuff like that, you kind of realize, oh, well, you don't. You don't play the entire game.
I think a lot of reviewers are hacks. I think a lot of them, honestly, are just hacks.
Do you think, since with the mega sites, they've got to a point where there's pressure of you have to get this out, so, you know, that's the thing?
Not only that, there's pressure that you have to have it first. There's also pressure that you're the biggest site making the most advertising money, so you can't upset people. Industry people who do big reviews, like, you just can't trust them in a way, because, like, even myself, like, we were nobodies, like, with a small nobody website, and we ended up, you know, at parties getting schmoozed by people at, you know, different game development companies or hardware companies, and you start becoming friends, And it came to a point where I would review something and be like, oh, man, but this party was so dope and I met this guy and this guy. I don't want to completely shit on it, but it's my job, so I got to be honest. So, you know, if that out there existed for me, who, again, was a nobody for a small nobody website, you know, imagine these big wigs who get paid a lot of money, who go to way more exclusive events, who get sent free shit all the time, who probably have tons of friends in the industry. You know, it just changes your perspective. A guy like Dunkey, he's a total, like, wild card. He's out on his own. Like, if you watch some of his older videos about his partnership with Microsoft, that short-lived partnership with Microsoft and how it ended awfully.
Yeah.
You know, he just comes off as trustworthy. You know, his opinions don't seem like they're swayed. And so I found a reviewer that I could relate to. So I watched – and that what's cool about his reviews is that Christy, Mo Fruity, uh-huh. is the same. We both really love Dunkey reviews, and we talk about them. And we both watched the Splatoon one, and I was like, fuck that. I'm not going to play that game. That game sucks, you know. And then Mo Fruity went out and bought it. And I was like, why did you buy that game? She said, the Dunkey review. I said, I watched the Dunkey review, and I left it hating it. She said, I watched that review, and I loved it. Like, I thought there was enough good points, so I loved it. That's okay. A great review.
Yeah, yeah. I mean, it seemed like it...
impartial.
Yeah. And it got the information that you needed to know about the game and kind of let you have your own decision at the end of it.
Yeah. We watched the same video. I will never buy it, and she went out and bought it immediately.
Well, again, her taste isn't the best, but, you know, that's neither here nor there.
Yeah, neither here nor there.
And of course, she's in the room right now. So I'll just get this Splatoon one made me buy the guy. Okay.
And I like Splatoon.
Yeah. Donkey is solid. He's definitely solid. And that was the one that I literally, after he dropped his League of Legends stuff, I was like, I got to see where he's going to go from there. Was he going to be able to thrive? Because he made his, you know, claim to fame on YouTube with the League of Legends stuff. Mm-hmm. But then when, you know, that whole whatever went down, you know, he evolved and he does a good job. Ruination Ronin says Giant Bomb is the only site I would recommend to people who want a review. There's a lot more he says into that, but I'm not going to go into that. I got the gist of it. Yes, Giant Bomb is actually a good, reputable site. They are some guys that kind of were tired of that mega site stuff and went off and did their own. You know, the whole Gerstmann Gate where he got fired for giving a poor review for Kane and Lynch 2 or something like that. Yeah. And yeah, I mean, that was the first, I think, time we really saw, like, the big wigs have a influence on some of their reviewers. And that sucks. Like, you know, because you want to trust those people.
And now you can't.
And now you can't. Because it's fake news.
Well, I've had
dying industry.
I've had people join our stream and say, I bought Overwatch because you guys talk about it. And really? we've never done a formal review of Overwatch, but never. We talk about the games we play and discuss whether we like or we dislike them, and that's not, you know, technically a review, but we're just being honest with our opinions. That's the thing about the review. It's like, as long as you're being honest and giving your opinion and, you know, putting those thoughts out there somehow, I guess it's okay. But once you're doing it, like, once you have to give it a number and when you're playing the game and you're analyzing it more than you're trying to enjoy it is when there's problems.
Yeah.
And I see that in a lot of reviews too. Like, they'll point out some stupid bitch stuff that I'm like, why would you even notice that unless you were just going into it with a microscope, just trying to pick out things that you like and don't like. Just play the fucking game and then let us know what you think.
What happened to the English guy that used to do the reviews?
Oh yeah,
what was his name? He did like the stick figure.
And yeah, and what I was like, videos? He would speak really, really fast and everything like that.
Oh, he was one of my favorites too.
Yeah, I remember he used to do nothing
Yahtzee.
But bad reviews, right? On our bad games.
Yeah.
And then he did Red Dead Redemption, and I was like, I really want to see what he has to say bad about this one. And he was like, he just kinda came up with the straight facts. Like, you know, it's actually a fun game, guys. Can't hate on this one.
Shortest video ever.
Yeah. Sorry, guys. I don't know what else.
A woman on the railroad tracks.
Yeah, I don't know what to tell you. Sorry, guys. Total Biscuit. Is that yes? Who it was Total Biscuit?
No. His name was Yahtzee. I'm trying to think of the website though. Zero Punctuation.
Zero Punctuation. Yeah. Yes, that is it.
Another great reviewer. And like, once it's a personality, like if you get behind a person or a personality whose opinion you respect, That's so much more valuable than some cuck writer for IGN.
I was going to say that's a good quote to end on, but then you went and threw cuck writer at IGN.
Yeah, we're working on the IGN.
And just threw it right out the window.
Well,
it's like one of those things you want to write on a plaque and then at the end, it's some cuck writer at IGN. What? Where did this go? Where did this quote go?
And Internship application trash? Yeah,
there you go.
I don't know. I feel like if IGN wants to change their reputation, they need to hire people who think they're cucks.
It's too late now for IGN, I think. They're too mega. They're the EA of video game websites.
True.
So they're not going back. Thank you for watching, everybody. It has been a all over the board place. Weekend bang. I got to one note, so I mean that's good. We had good conversations.
Yeah,
yeah.
That's what it's about.
That's what it's all about. We just had some fun, mm-hmm. some jokes and laughs. Sorry, Michael Magic Johnson for. But you're a good sport.
We'll get you on the show next week.
Yeah,
you defend yourself.
Yeah, we didn't have time for you this week. Sorry.
Did they defend yourself?
Horrible. For the real David Webb, Corey Vincent, and Stephen Gutierrez and the people of Mexico, I am Sir Aaron Carter.
Racist.
You have just been banged.